Mikey and Rin eating yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat. Yep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mikey and Rin Eatin'. It's your old friend, Mikey.
And your old friend, Rindog.
This is our spring cleaning episode, folks.
Spring cleaning.
As we're talking about spring cleaning, we were just cleaning our home.
Furiously vacuuming.
Vacuuming. Riggy is in his throwing era.
Wow.
He's throwing food. He had millet for lunch today, which millet, if you don't know it, is it's like quinoa, but so much better. But it also is like little marbles. Like quinoa kind of mushes. Like if you step on it, just mushes. Yeah. Millet is like little BBs everywhere.
Yeah.
And it rolls very far.
Yeah. Hot tip. Don't feed it to your throwing toddler.
he wet it up. It was, it looks like we filmed the new Dune in our house with the amount of sand, millet sand that's around our house.
And we've taken to tucking our doggy away during mealtimes because she was getting fat, frankly. And so so it's now all on us for cleanup.
That's embarrassing for her. It's basically what we're telling her is you didn't have enough self-control to not get fat. So we have to lock you in a thin prison.
Poor thing. She's not like a lab. She's just a little lady. So
right. When she gains 3 pounds.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, and then Rennie was like, and Rennie's the fat shamer of our house because she's the skinny one. So I don't shame anybody for any place that they want to be with their current body weight, including me. If I want to eat Hostess cupcakes all day long and get to be a gargantuan fatty, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
Corinne, on the other hand, is a monster about it. And she was feeling our dog. She made Abby get in a bathing suit. And then
she got out the markers, the calipers.
Oh, calipers. Yeah. I was thinking more the markers where they like circle where people could get liposuction. Like, oh, here's a particularly disgusting area.
No, she was sitting on my lap and I was petting her and I just felt heavy. Like a fat flaps.
Yeah.
Like an extra layer on her. Yeah. And
Day, maybe she's got lipomas, maybe it's cancer, maybe it's life-threatening. And Corinne went, she's ugly and disgusting.
Hardly. I love this little lady so much, and I just want her to live for a really long time.
Yeah, me too,
and obviously. So, we've had to put her in a little... And where we put her, there's little paned glass on the doors so she can see
everything that he's eating and missing. Throwing.
Yeah. I know.
He had one that he threw the other day that landed like within 2 inches of the door. And I just saw her mouth on the bottom like, come on, I'm almost there.
What we do though now is we leave a couple little morsels for her.
Yeah.
An appropriate amount.
Yeah. It's a curated amount.
Yes.
And that kind of leads us to the spring cleaning episode. Like, we're kind of spring cleaning her body.
Yeah.
I'm kind of springing into spring in that the way that I think about, and this is probably something that we'll get into in the show, is it's 70 in Portland right now. Mm-hmm. I just have no desire to like eat heavy. Like, all I want to eat right now is like a salad and, you know, like a green drink, a freezing green drink or something. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like when the sun comes out, I'm like, oh shit, I've got to work. I got to work because I'm going to be in a bathing suit very soon. Because we live, you know, on the beach.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that it's really cool to live in a place with seasons because I think that it encourages eating with seasons too, right? And we touched on this on the show before a long, long time ago, but talking about I am an acupuncturist and herbalist, and Mikey is a chefy. And so we, you know, sort of come at food from different places, but kind of meet somewhere in the middle. And so once spring is here, I'm thinking a lot about the five elements and kind of where we are in that world. So for those of you that don't know the five elements in the Chinese medicine tradition, they are fire, earth, wood, water, and metal. Not in that order, actually. Metal comes before.
It's almost water, like the Captain Planet thing.
Yeah, or like, What are those
Voltron?
Movies? No.
Captain Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
No. wow. One came out and then the newest one came out like
Avatar?
15. Yeah. I think Avatar's got some.
I mean, definitely Avatar certainly has a lot of elements taken from many different cultures. Mm-hmm. Native American, Chinese. Yeah. and it's all white people doing them.
But so that.
I mean, they're not white people. I'm sorry. They're not white people. They are animated things, but it's like, it's been commented on that James Cameron, I call him Jim.
He's your bud.
Yeah. That he's, you know, sourced a fair amount from other cultures.
Sure. Well, and that's what I'm doing right now.
No, that's, no. I know. And it's no shame in that. I think it's great. His was felt a little bit more like he's also making $3 billion off the movies.
Well, so am I in my acupuncture practice.
Really?
You didn't know that?
Where's your account? What, is this not a joint account?
Shit. There's that Turks and Caicos money that I got.
Hey.
But the idea.
Turkeys and cakes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
The idea is that there's during this time of the year, the springtime, really corresponds to this, the element of wood, which is when I think about it in my head, I think about like all of these little plants that are just busting through the ground, right?
And so growth.
Growth. Yeah. Okay. And it takes a lot of strength and fortitude and power to do all of that. Right. And so that is, I think, the kind of energy that a lot of us feel in the spring when we're like, whew, just like need to kind of dust off the winter.
Yeah.
I got to go out and move my body.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to move maybe more quickly.
It's always interesting for me when people talk about New Year's, like that New Year's is their time for that feeling.
Oh no, I don't feel that at all.
I don't feel that at all. No. I mean, like, I'm dead in the middle of winter depression.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm skiing or whatever, but like, I hate January 1st.
Yeah.
Like March 1st or something where it's like sunny out, then I actually feel motivated.
For sure.
It's warm. I'm like, oh, I get to like dust off my bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's also with all the five elements, each of them have a corresponding flavor.
Mm.
And so with this wood element, with this idea of spring and kind of growth and rebirth, that flavor association is sour.
Mm.
And so the liver, there's also an organ association and that's your liver. And so it's these, you know, if you're thinking sour flavors, like lemon is kind of the first one that comes to mind, like puckery, but also things like fermented vegetables, sauerkrauts, pickles.
What does it mean that there's a flavor related? What does that even mean? That you should be eating foods that taste like that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that those flavors are really sort of honoring this and supporting this organ, which is the kind of corresponding organ. And if you think about it too, it sort of makes sense from like just a practical perspective.
Mm.
Like
I've been murdering my liver all winter with whiskey.
That's what I was thinking, right? It's like your liver has probably been a little sluggish because maybe you've been eating more fatty foods, for example, right? And your liver, gallbladder, they've had to be probably doing more work.
Yeah.
Digesting all of these fatty foods.
For sure.
And we're just eating, a lot of us, we eat more heavy foods in the winter, right? And so there's this now, this chance to like reinvigorate those organs and help them to just kind of flush out and do their job and move bile more efficiently.
Hmm. I mean, we're a household that eats like somewhere, I think I've talked about it on the show, but like somewhere between like 10 and 15 lemons a week. And I'll go to the store and they're like, oh, are you having a lemonade party or like lemonade stand? And like, they want something like fun to be happening. I'm like, oh no, it's just, this is our normal lemon consumption. And then our interaction becomes, I'm a, like a pervert. Like I'm doing something with these lemons. That's not okay. Like if you're eating this many lemons, something's fucked or you're putting them up your butt or something.
Well, we've said this a lot on the show, right? That lemon is a flavoring agent in a lot of our food, right? Cause we're not salting our little man's food a lot of times. And that acid becomes the like brightness of your food.
And there's nothing better than, you know, the thing that I always think about at this time of the year, and of course watermelons aren't like popping yet, but I just think about like watermelon or watermelon, like blended watermelon soup, anything, and just tons of mint, tons of lemon. That's all. That's all. I could eat just that from here until fall.
Right.
And I would look great.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, when we're thinking about feeding our family, we're, you know, headed to the farmer's market and what's popping right now, things like radishes, yep. Carrots are so cool to me because you have this like early carrot and then you have the fall carrot, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the spring carrot is so different.
We also live in a wild place because it's like people can grow like root vegetables year round here for sure.
Yep.
And then kale, they overwinter kale all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we're getting these things that, it's funny because like we'll buy stuff that I'm like, oh God, I feel like this is a winter vegetable or this is like a thing that I was supposed to be eating 3 months ago, but it's 70 today, but I can just kind of reframe it in my mind. Like, oh, I could put this in something with, you know, a lot more brightness with, mm-hmm. you know, the fun spring, you know, pea tendrils or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Like, and like, I love that you said, fermented vegetables, because it does feel like, you know, if we were doing things kind of at a normal pace, we might have jar or can some stuff
for sure,
and then would be like eating them now because they've been in the shelf for 3 or 4 months. But what, like, so one of our places, they do a pickled red jalapeno. Mm. Oh, and they're just like, they're red jalapenos for one thing, which I just think are much tastier than green.
Yummy.
And they're so bright and yummy. Like, we've been doing this like a crudo, salmon crudo dish lately, mm-hmm. where we just get sushi grade salmon. Rinny had this recipe for like a coconut milk, wasabi, lime juice, yuzu, broth. I mean, that's a sauce, I guess you would say. I don't really know. But, and then we've just been slicing up like, you know, these pickled jalapenos, radishes, all these different things, grapefruit segments. Oh,
yeah.
It's spring dark. I mean, that's the actual dish that I could eat every day.
Yeah. Me too.
It's wild.
100%. Yeah.
Yep. Do you want to do a little quiz?
Always.
Okay. So a Sunday, which is as we record this tomorrow, but it's going to be yesterday as you listen to this, is St. Paddy's Day. And obviously, you can all hear it in my voice. I'm Irish. Guilty as charged.
I'm looking at the red beard right now.
Captain Redbeard over here. And obviously, this is my Super Bowl. You know, this is, I'm a drunk Irish person. I love St. Paddy's. No, the realistic fact is I've never celebrated St. Paddy's Day, really. It's amateur hour. All the bars are full of people. It's kind of like Cinco de Mayo, I would imagine, for Mexican people. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of people kind of like drinking because of Irish people on Sunday. And, you know, I don't know. It's kind of a sad history with alcohol in Ireland. So
yeah,
I've always felt a little bit weird about it. But I
what
do like the
St.
color green.
What did Patrick do?
He freed all of the brewers from a whiskey makers and brewers from a prison and a warlock that was holding them. I have no idea what St. Patrick did. And why is it spelled St. Paddy's, like P-A-D-D-Y-S? Hate that.
Well, Patrick was, isn't that the...
Is it Patrick?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think that's the this Gaelic,
is,
right?
Yeah, this is where my pay grade stops and where my interest stops, actually. So so we're going to do a little St. Patrick's Day quiz. As you know, the Mike Sheether Quizathon, you know the rules. I make the answers and no one else knows them. So usually everybody loses this game and that's why it's fun for me. Are you ready to play?
I am. Sorry, I was just reading about St. Patrick.
The nerd over here, she needs to do her homework. I'm just okay not knowing. Okay, so first question in the St. Paddy's Day quizathon.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do it in an Irish accent?
Obviously.
Oh, oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, it's lovely to have you here today.
Pretty good.
What's the best St. Paddy's Day party?
The best St. Paddy's Day party?
Party.
One that I don't have to go to.
Nice.
One where I'm not invited.
That's a good one. No, this is going to be the St. Paddy's Day party that I was invited to at Cornell University. And they were drinking green beers.
Mm.
And they had goldfish in them.
Oh.
Yep. It was like a frat house thing, and they had bought a bunch of goldfish at the pet store and were putting the. No. So the guys were drinking, they were chugging green beers with a goldfish at the bottom.
No.
Yep. And then I don't know what the prize, I think it was just, you know, a certain amount of moral, whatever the word is, for having drunk, like pride, I guess, for having drank a goldfish. It was super sad. Yeah, not into that. So it was the worst party that I've ever been to. So best party, worst party. Great answer. Great quiz. Thanks, Sheath. Okay, Rin. Okay, that's 0-1. What is the worst candy for St. Patty's Day?
I'm going to say candy corn because candy corn is just in general.
It's the worst candy in general.
So, yeah.
That's tautology. By that logic, that is just the worst candy.
Yeah.
I can give that to you. But actually, the worst candy is St. Patty's Day. They tried to kind of like, I think in the 80s, tried to like Easter-fy it. Mm. So they had these leprechaun chocolates that were foil wrapped. Mm-hmm. But then when you would peel back the foil, when there was no kind of delineation of these were his leprechaun clothes or whatever, mm-hmm. it looked like you were just eating a little fat, naked Irish leprechaun. And so as a kid, I would always be like, I'm about to eat his dick. And the chocolate's always that shitty, like just terrible. It's not even really milk chocolate. It was just, it's like the hollow Easter bunny. Chocolate,
totally
worst.
Totally.
Okay. That so 0-2. Even though that was the candy corn was that was kind of slick. So I'll give you 0.01 points for that. You do have to win 0.02 points to win this game. Okay. Final question. It's just a three. This is a quick little three banger. Mm-hmm. What is the best beer for St. Patty's Day? We're talking flavor. You know, kind of all day drinkingness. All that.
Well, I'm gonna say it's a Labatt Blue Grapefruit. Here's why.
Tell me the reason.
A, you can drink 1,700 of them.
For sure.
Which you're going to have to do on St. Patty's. Yep. And B, grapefruit is sour.
Ooh.
And so.
Look at her bringing it back in.
Yeah. And so you're actually maybe even doing your liver a little bit of a favor.
Wow.
You're kind of helping while hurting a little bit.
You heard it here, folks. Corinne LeBlanc is just endorsed Labatt Blue Grapefruit for being a health tonic. Labatt, if you're listening, which obviously you are, huge sponsorship potential.
Drink
right
to
now.
Your heart's delight, friends. Yeah.
To your liver's delight. Mm. No, the answer is vodka soda. Because 1 year, we were like, everybody's drinking Guinness or whatever, right? And I was like, I don't know, can I just drink something light? And I thought like I invented something. I poured vodka with soda. This was 25 years ago. Sure. And I was like, I think I invented something. And so I walked around the party like to everybody be like, I'm drinking soda water with vodka in it. And
you and all the Real Housewives.
I mean, I think I was ahead of the curve though. And I literally walked around like I had just invented oxygen or something. I was like, oh my God, I can drink all day. And I did. I think I had 150 of them and did pretty good. So yeah, that's a 0.01 out of a potential 3. Mm. Didn't quite make it. I do.
I think I really nailed that quiz.
Nice too. Sponsorship though. Yeah. Potential for the health tonic that is Labatt's Blue Grapefruit, which we enjoyed at Mickey Ratt's.
Correct.
Mickey Ratt's, the greatest beach club in Buffalo, New York, named after, I guess, Mickey Mouse's drunk smoking cousin, Mickey Ratt. Look it up. Do you have anything else you want to say about spring cleaning?
No.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I love about this time of year is, and I don't know, is the light different or is it just that the light sun is out again?
Well, it's a different just angle? That we've had a time change, right? And right. So everything is pushed forward.
Well, what I'm more referring to is I feel like I can see more dust in our house because
well,
of the
it's because
angle,
we're actually seeing the sun,
angle yeah. of the sun. Yeah. And so I'm gonna do a couple unpaid unpaid I was trying to get a perp out. Unpaid advertisements. One of them is for Biome wipes. Oh. Dude.
They're so expensive, but they're so worth it.
They're expensive, but they're so, like, all the Clorox wipes, all the wipes, bullshit, whatever. Are these compostable?
Yeah.
They are. They're compostable.
Yeah.
And they're, like.
And they're home compostable.
And they're crispy. Like, you can wipe something and, like, metal or screens and stuff. Streak free. The screens are. I'm not gonna guarantee that that mirrors and stuff aren't gonna streak a little bit. But like, we have quartz countertops. One wipe, these fuckers. Got it. I've
so
cleaned
good.
The whole, I get like ADD cocaine level clean when I start banging on these things. I'm wiping down every angle of our house. I love it. That's actually the only advertisement I'm going to do.
This is one little embarrassing nugget. I was nursing our child this morning.
That is embarrassing.
And embarrassing nugget to follow. So he was kind of looking, Mikey's in my bedroom. He's kind of looking up at the light and he starts going, Bubba, Bubba. I'm like,
how cute.
Is he talking about bubbles? There's no bubbles in here. And then I see where his eye line is, and what he's actually talking about is tiny little dust particles.
Just dust particles.
Just floating around in the sunlight.
Yeah, woof.
So it's time for a spring clean, friends.
It's time for a spring clean. String cheesing?
There'll be some of that too.
For sure. We love you guys. Reach out to us with any of your spring cleaning tips. Q-tips, also huge. Huge for spring cleaning. I clean our cars and I love using a Q-tip. It's great. Reach out. Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com. At the socials at Mikey and Rin. Rindog, you got a fact for us about St. Patrick? God,
they're making it. They're really making me work for it.
Uh-oh, he was a bad guy.
The only little fact that I found that's kind of interesting is that he was taught the Irish people about the doctrine of the Holy Trinity by showing people the shamrock. Because it's a three, right? Because it's a three-leafed plant, and so that's how we taught them about the
and so four-leaf
Jesus,
clover.
the Holy Ghost, and the God, the devil.
Who's on the other one?
God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Right?
Oh, there we go. Nice. These two Catholics, lapsed Catholics, nailed it. We love you guys.
Love you.
Nice factoring. This is why people drink on St. Patty's. They're like, nothing interesting about it.
Oh, but he drove all of Ireland's snakes into the sea.
Oh, that's the story.
That's what I was trying to, yeah. That's it.
By waving his clover at them?
Sure.
Nice. Pouring beer on them.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you guys.
Love you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. May.